Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, this song will be a reality in your life in Jesus' name. That everything you have believed that is a lie, in the name of Jesus, in this place, tonight, on this ground, the word of God alone will be exalted over your life. The Bible says, let God be true, and every man, including every situation. A lie is not just what is wrong. A lie is anything God did not say. A lie is not just what is wrong by a standard or a reference. Anything God did not say is called a lie. If he said you are the head and life has made you the tail, that statement, that situation is a lie. And tonight in the name of Jesus, you will see the prevailing power of truth. You will see the prevailing power of light. If you're receiving, shout amen. Amen. Say after me, Father. Shout it like you're serious. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight in my life, let God be true, and all men and every other situation, let it be a lie. Let your word prevail. Open your mouth and pray in 1 minute. Let God be true. Yeah. Let God be true over your health. Let the word be true. Let God be true over your destiny, over your finances. Let God be true. Someone is praying, in my life, let God be true. Let the word of God prevail. Prevail over every circumstance. Prevail. One more minute, you are praying. You're making investments that will yield for you tonight. Shapadakata barataka prandaka barakata. Shelakaparagadakata barakatos. Lanta prataka parantashkapaka praska barakata. Let God be true. I am a believer. Let God be true. I am a receiver. Let God be true. In Jesus' name we pray. I feel stirred in my spirit to give us one more prayer. We're going to bind the spirit of fear. The Bible says, and to deliver them who through fear have all their lifetime been subject to bondage. You see, fear leads the way for every demonic spirit to find expression. Every spirit lines up waiting for fear. The door fear cannot open, no other spirit can enter. They wait for fear to open, for death to come in. Fear to open, for sickness to come in. Are we together? What faith does to the believer positively is what fear does negatively. Therefore, you are going to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, tonight, by the blood of Jesus, I bind and I cast every spirit, every influence of fear over my mind, over my destiny. Say, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, fear, you are a spirit. Hear the word of the Lord. Leave my life now. Open your mouth and pray. Fear of failure. Fear of the past. Someone pray. Fear of the present. Fear of the future. Fear of opinions. Fear to go forward. Sapalakata brantaka parakata. The righteous is as bold as a lion. I take authority over the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus. Fear over your finances. Fear over the medical report. Shatapaka parakata prandaka parakatos. Saprantaka paros. Legra parantos kate prandeke parakos yata. Tempranta la catabrascati la caparacatos. Bind the spirit of fear. The wicked spirit can trap you down, keep you limited. Even when the door is open, it takes courage to walk out. You're my hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and King, anointed one, most holy. You're my hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and King, anointed one, most holy. I will exalt you, Lord, I will exalt you. I will exalt you. You are my God. Because you're with me, it's because you're with me. I like this part. I will not fear. That's my testimony. You're my hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and King, anointed one, most holy. Your treasure,
you are
your friend and King, anointed one, most holy. Lord, we thank you because you have not left us alone. You have not left us without comfort. You have not left us without strength. And the Lord walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. We thank you for your abiding presence. You promised to be with us even to the end of the age. We are comforted that you are in our midst. And Lord, we thank you because tonight you will work wonders in our midst. You will bring glory to the name of the Lord. We thank you for this atmosphere. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your spirit. Thank you for victory. Thank you for healings. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for liftings. Thank you for new chapters, next levels, open doors. In the name of Jesus, we brace our hearts to receive tonight, and we vow as always that you are glorified in our midst. Take all the glory. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray. Well, give Jesus a big hand of praise. Good evening, everybody. It's good to be back home, and it's good to see everyone. Hallelujah. Amen. Please, you may be gloriously seated. On behalf of Jesus, I welcome you to our miracle service for the month of February. And tonight, prophetically, I call it your miracle service. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight, God will be so intentional about you, it will look like only you came to church. Did you hear what I said? God will be so intentional. It will look like the word, the prophecy, and everything is directed to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, there are times God decides to visit you so everything about the service looks like it was made for you. May tonight be one of such nights. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight's miracle service focuses on a number of things, and I'm going to be running through a list as the Lord impressed in my heart. I always like to connect God's people to His Word before we begin the ministry of the Spirit. Most times, the difference between receiving in an atmosphere of the miraculous or not receiving is your clarity of understanding and the faith that is connected as the word comes. God is a miracle worker, but He does not work superstition. There is what we call the working of miracles. The working of miracles is likened to a chef in the kitchen. You can prepare a meal intentionally. You don't prepare a lovely meal by magic. You go to the kitchen with the ingredients, am I right? You go to the market or wherever, source for them, and then begin to mix them with intelligence. And then you are patient, and then it produces a sumptuous meal. That's how it is spiritually. Miracles work when you put the ingredients together. Something plus something plus something equals the manifestation of the power of God. Something plus something plus something equals healing. Something plus something plus something equals deliverance. It does not just happen. In this case, the hearing of faith. In this case, believing in God and believing in His servant. In this case, releasing your faith to receive. So there are dynamics that need to be activated in our lives and our hearts in order to receive. The first thing I believe God is doing tonight is setting the captives free and bringing liberty to the oppressed. God is setting the captives free. Captivity is a very dangerous state. Any man in captivity is characterized by certain things. Number one, limitation. Number two, pain. Are we together? Number three, inconvenience. Every time you see someone who is in captivity, you must find these three things. Number one, limitation. You are limited. Number two, pain. Number three, inconvenience. We see this, for instance, in the life of the madman in Gadara. The Bible says because of that man's condition, he had a legion of demons oppressing him. He was kept in caves, or he went to caves, lacerated himself by himself, and he was confined, kept, left in pain. Another example was the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says she had spent all her earnings on doctors and was in no way better. She was in pain. She was left outside until she found a miracle. So God is bringing liberty to the oppressed. Isaiah chapter 61, please, and verse 1. Isaiah 61 and verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." Some versions will say the poor. It's the word poor there does not just mean the poor financially. Those who are bankrupt, those who are without. He said, "He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives." The message to the captives is liberty. The message to the captives is not encouragement. The message to the captives is not prophecy. It is liberty. That means every time you see someone who is in captivity, God does not say encourage them and say don't worry. He says set them free. And in the name of Jesus, for every family, every individual, whoever came, flew in from kilometers and came here, provided his captivity that brought you, I'd like you to brace up, because in the name that is above all names, you will be set free tonight once and for all. It doesn't matter in what form, it doesn't matter in what fashion, provided it is captivity. My assignment to you tonight is liberty, and we will not stop till you are free. Did you hear what I said? We will not stop till you are free. We will not stop till your children are free. We will not stop till your finances is free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Liberty to the captives. Number two. What is God doing tonight? He's bringing healing to the sick and the brokenhearted. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. He's bringing healing. The healing ministry is a profound ministry. It's one of the signature ministries that accompany the preaching of the gospel. Every time you see Jesus talk about preaching the gospel, you also find with it healing the sick. The healing ministry is one of the principal validators of the gospel. It says, "For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal thee of your wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." God is bringing healing for someone. Amen. Jeremiah 33 and verse 6. "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." Health and cure. For the one who's already healed, God is going to be stamping your health so that no plague will come near your dwelling. But for the one who's already sick and feeling any kind of pain, disease, and discomfort, in the name of Jesus, God will bring you cure. He's still the one who keeps us in health, and he's the one who quickens our mortal body when we're sick. You will enjoy both of these ministries in Jesus' name. In Psalm 147, let's read from verse 1 to 3, but the verse of emphasis is verse 3. Psalm 147. 1 to 3. "Praise ye the Lord." It says, "For it is a good thing to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant, and his praise is comely." Verse 2. "The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel." Verse 3. Can we shout verse 3 together? 1, 2, go. "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." Do you know what it means to be brokenhearted? We have reduced being brokenhearted to relationships, saying yes or no. But brokenhearted means it's a direct product of disappointed expectations. When we say your heart is broken, it's a result of expectations that are disappointed. Are we together? So you are trusting God for a job. You had the first phase of the interview, the second phase, and just when you thought you would have the job, you already began to buy your clothes. They called you and said, "Sorry, you did not make the cut." That right there is an example of what it means to be brokenhearted. Or trusting God for the healing of a loved one, and then the person still died. The Bible says he healed the broken in heart. And how many of you know that the Bible says a broken spirit dryeth the bones? That means something can happen to you spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, but it will affect you physically. Meaning if you go to the hospital, they would not diagnose that there's any root cause. However, you can lose weight, you can even die. A broken spirit dryeth the bones. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The balm in Gilead is bringing healing to someone. Healing from yesterday. Healing from today. In the name of Jesus. You believe that? Say amen. So when God comes to heal, he heals the total man. Spirit, soul, and body. The healing of the spirit is what we call salvation, new birth. Are we together? Once your spirit is alienated from God, you are in a state of death spiritually, even though you are alive. So the real healing for that person is salvation, a translation, receiving the life of God, receiving the forgiveness of sin. The healing of the soul is what the Bible calls binding up. You see that now. All kinds of emotional wounds that have come, whether from childhood, whether come from, you know, living in our world, the vicissitudes of life, the wickedness of men, your own mistakes, it doesn't matter. That kind of healing, you see, you can't show a physical wound, but you can feel the pain. For some, the pain of a loved one. You see, so he brings you that healing. and all of a sudden you are free. How do you know you are healed? When the thought of what gives you pain no longer has power over you. Once the remembrance of it still causes you pain and anger and regret, you are not healed. Who is learning now? Yeah. So you remember yesterday that someone insulted you, someone abused you, and you are still, that anger still there, you are not healed. You know you are healed when you can think about whatever it is, it doesn't matter, and still rejoice and say, thank God I'm standing. That means you are healed. You see that many people are not healed, isn't it? Yes. And then, of course, the healing of the body. This one is important. Do you know the rate at which people are getting sick right now? It's as if there are new kinds of sicknesses coming from hell. The usual sicknesses we know, bone cases and all of that. But right now, there are variations. Even doctors are telling you now, medical research is coming up with variations of everything. Headache now can have various variations. The one you feel here has an explanation. The one you feel here has an explanation. I don't care where you feel it, it must leave this night. Are we together? Yeah. I'm telling you, even doctors, they are doing their best. You see how doctors are tired right now? Today you diagnose a patient, you are sure of what you saw. By the next time you do the scan, it's like something has happened because they are spirits. I'm telling you, they are spirits. The Bible called it the spirit of infirmity. This was Jesus speaking. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound? But if I came to your hospital with that woman, you would not see the spirit. You will only see the condition caused by that spirit. How do you know a spirit is behind it when medicine cannot solve it? Because everything that is man-made, there is a man-made solution to it. The leaves are for the healing of the nation. If it is something that is as a result of pain or fatigue, there has to be a solution. But once they've done their best, chemo did not work, this one did not work, I can tell you, once it defies the intelligence of medicine, there is a spirit behind it. Did you get that? I'm saying that for someone so that in addition to whatever you have received from the hospital, make up your mind to allow that spirit leave once and for all. It's my job to cast that spirit from you. And they know my voice. I'm about to speak to them shortly in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't say mine is just, I stand and I begin to be dizzy and I fall. What is the name of what is wrong with you? This other doctor said is because I don't eat well. Now you have a job. You are eating well, but the condition has not left you. It's the spirit of death. The spirit of death does not just come to kill. It creates the environment for you to die. So whether it is accident, are we together? Whether it's your body deteriorating. I came angry in my spirit tonight. You came here sick and it's defied medicine. I want you to know without missing words, it's a demonic thing. Just believe that first. And then be angry in your spirit. And say, it must go. It must go. I've spent a lot of money. It must go. The woman with the issue of blood, she said to herself, you can say to yourself, sir, if I may touch the hem of his garment. How about forgetfulness? You are 25 years, but you are forgetting like a man of 60, 70, 80 years. It's a demonic thing, regardless what the medical condition is. The devil will give way tonight. In the name of Jesus. I will bring you health and I will bring you cure. Number three, what is God doing tonight? Restoration. I like this one. That word is a good word. Restoration. Restoration in all its dimensions. And let me tell you this. There are five dimensions of restoration. Maybe I should say it quickly. And you must open up your heart. Many of you have not experienced the fullness of restoration because you do not even know that restoration is dimensional. Number one, the first dimension of restoration is restoration of time. Time. Number two, restoration of things. Number three, restoration of people or relationships. Number four, restoration of opportunities. This one, please pray it. Because you've heard me say, I don't believe David was the only person who could kill Goliath. He was the one who had the opportunity. I don't believe that Daniel was the only one who eventually, there were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I'm sure, given ample time, maybe someone else would have interpreted it. Sometimes it's not the best that wins. It's the one who has opportunity. Did you get what I said? Some of the people today who have the awards of the best, not from a competitive standpoint, they are not necessarily the best. They are just the ones we know. One time I saw the Guinness Book of Record for the oldest man. I think then, I don't know if it's changed, but at the time it was like 114 years. I said, these guys are joking. Come to Nigeria. Come to Nigeria and find old people. I'm talking of old people who are not using sticks. 100 and something. I've had the honor of meeting a few of them. But because of opportunity, this one will pray this restoration tonight. Because the difference between you, I'm telling you, and your next level in many regards is the opportunity. You are anointed, but you need the opportunity. You are a first-class student, but you need the opportunity. Those who need you need to know you are there. If they don't know you are there, how do they bless you? Hallelujah. Did you get what I'm saying? Isaac needed a wife. He did not know there was somebody called a Rebecca. It was God who created the opportunity. There were many young girls who would come to fetch water in the evening. But the Bible says when the servant came, he met only one. The God of opportunities. He would take everybody away and just leave you there. I'm praying for you. This is the season you will not struggle with others. God will create your own space for you. I'm prophesying over someone. In the name of Jesus, I call on God, who is the lifter of men. He will push away competition from your life and keep you in a way unopposed. You will rise. Unopposed, you will go forward. In the name of Jesus. Restoration of opportunities. There are many preachers today. They've done their due diligence. Anointing, character, consecration. But what they lack is opportunity. The right voice, the right ear. There are people today who have designed apps. Apps that if some of the top tech firms should know, I'm telling you, those guys will become billionaires overnight. Within Africa. Opportunity. Opportunity. Do you believe what you're hearing? I'm saying this because everything I'm listening will become your prayer point. And when it is time to pray it, please pray it with all your heart. I found out that it is not necessarily the best that wins. Those who are awarded the best are not really, really the best. They are the ones that opportunity rested on. Did you get what I'm saying now? Tonight your turn has come. I believe in my heart that for someone you've been fighting all your life, one of the things God is going to be giving men is rest. You keep digging the wells of destiny, and there are enemies who keep covering it. You dig today, trouble comes. Some of you never go forward in peace. Your whole life from birth till now has been full of warfare. It says, say unto Zion, her warfare is ended. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. In this season, you will enjoy rest. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let me finish the five dimensions. How many have you written? Four. The last dimension of rest is your restoration is your soul. There are times that your soul needs restoration. The Bible says he restores my soul. He restores your soul. And with the restoration of your soul, he can restore to you the joy of your salvation. Your soul. When your spiritual fire has gone down, you don't need money. You need a restoration of your soul. Are we together now? Yeah. When your fire has gone down, when your passion has gone down, when your drive has gone down, when your prayer life has gone down, when your appetite for spiritual things has gone down, the dimension of restoration you need is not time, it's your soul. Someone say, restore my soul. And this is the one Satan hates of all of them. He hates the restoration of your soul. Number two, he hates the restoration of time. Number three, he hates the restoration of opportunities. Then the restoration of men. Restoration of things should be the least of your concern. Things. Unfortunately, most times when we come to God for restoration, it is things we are looking at. Lord, restore my job. Things. Restore these things. You start with this order. Restore my soul, my fire, my love, my hunger. Then give unto me time. Time. Time, sir. Give unto me time. That the enemy has programmed that by July I will die. Add to my years. Multiply my years. Then opportunity. Then men. You keep men and keep things, including money. Only a foolish person will choose money. Men. In the multitude of men is a king's honor. There are many things money cannot do. Go to the hospital. You will see the things money cannot do. Go to the prison. You will find billionaires and millionaires in jail. There are things money cannot do, sir. But men. Men. Have you forgotten in Luke chapter 18? The judge who never feared God nor regarded men. But because he was as a man, his heart was touched. He avenged the woman. The woman had access to his heart. He said, even though I do not fear God, nor regard man, but this woman, by her continual coming. Tonight, I really, really feel like prophesying over your life. May God bring men in this season. Honestly, don't be tired of hearing me tell you these things. These are the forces of victory, the gift of men, strategic men, not troublemakers. If an armed robber comes to your life, that's not a relationship. If a wicked person comes to your life, men, it doesn't just mean anybody. There are men who are like nations. One person coming into your life becomes an answered prayer. I beat my chest and I pray for you. May the God of heaven bring this man in this season. May God bring this man in this season. Men who will love you genuinely. Men who will invest in you genuinely. Men who will defend you in your presence and your absence. Please be seated. Restoration. A man of God is receiving it. A businessman is receiving it. In the name of Jesus. What is God doing tonight? God is bringing clarity and direction. Clarity and direction. Psalm 32 and verse 8. Clarity and direction. You may have heard me say, speed is useless when direction is not known. The value of speed is that it accelerates your getting to a place that is already predefined. Speed is useless when direction is not known. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide you with my eye. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Direction. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. We need clarity. We need direction. God, should I pursue? Should I overtake? And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Somebody say, show me the way. You are not talking to me, you are talking to God. Say, show me the way. Because you see, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. I'm telling you. But the end thereof are the ways of death. He said, this is the way. Not here are the many ways. This is the way. When you walk in it, you will find rest for your souls. This is the way. Clarity and direction. Some of you have been asking God questions. Clarity and direction. Should I leave Abuja? Should I stay? God will answer you tonight. Should I go abroad? Should I remain here? God will answer you tonight. Should I quit my job or should I stay there? God will answer you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. God is bringing clarity. He's bringing direction. What is God doing tonight? Empowerment. 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 What does it mean to empower? To grant you the capacity to function, the equippings that empower you to function. Empowerment. Spiritual empowerment by the anointing, mental empowerment by light, vitality to your body giving you strength, empowerment in all its ramification. What else is God doing tonight? God is bringing about advancement and progress. 1 Samuel 12 and verse 6. For someone tonight, you just came to church tonight not knowing the last chapter of the current page has finally been exhausted. It's time for a new page to be opened for you. Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses. It is the Lord that advanced Aaron and brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. God advances men. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if God is not the one advancing you, you will think you are moving forward. After 10 years, you will find a spot that you once saw, not knowing that you just went round and came back to the same place. But when God pushes his hand and says, stand behind my hand, and moves you forward, you will run through a troop. You will leap over a wall. And let that be your testimony beginning from tonight. I've taught you in this house the difference between motion and advancement. Motion talks of movement. Advancement means incremental steps. Are we together? Watch this. Look at what I'm doing. This is motion. I'm not necessarily advancing because I'm at the same spot. If it is advancement, the next step has to be ahead of the last step. That's how you go forward. Are we together? Many of you are not stagnated, but you are not advancing. Tonight, receive your marching order. Go forward. Man of God, go forward. Prophet of God, go forward. Businessman, go forward. Maybe I should speak to families. Families, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. The embargo has been lifted. Go forward. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please sit. Go forward. Now, the principal channel for bringing all of these realities to life is light. Everything I mentioned, from setting the captives free, healing and binding the brokenhearted, restoration in all of its dimensions, bringing direction, empowerment, advancement, among other things. The principal channel for bringing these realities to pass is light. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. Light. In the absence of light, none of these aforementioned will come to pass. Now, in the kingdom, when we talk about light, it means many things. But primarily, light talks about illumination. Illumination, enlightenment. The Bible says, arise. It says, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Not for time has passed, not because you have cried enough, not because men have pitied you enough, not because it's 2026. You arise and you shine, not even because your light is available. When it comes to you, it sustains the power to cause you to arise and to shine. Arise and shine, for your light is come. Someone shout light. Light in scripture stands for enlightenment. Ephesians chapter 1, 18. Please give us amplified. Paul is praying over the church in Ephesus, and he prays that their eyes, the eyes of their understanding, be enlightened. Amplified says, be flooded with light. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints he set apart once. Enlightenment, flooded with light. You are enlightened to the degree to which your mind, your spirit is flooded with light. Brings knowledge, brings understanding. Psalm 119 verse 130, popular scripture. Psalm 119 verse 130, 119, 130. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of thy words gives what? Somebody say light. It gives enlightenment, it gives illumination, it brings knowledge, it brings understanding to the simple. Light also refers to transformation. It's very powerful. When you study physics, by the time light is converted to any kind of energy whatsoever, it can create motion, it can create movements. Light talks of revelation. And revelation here does not just talk of access to truth. It also means exposing darkness. Light exposes evil. Light exposes darkness. It exposes that which is hidden. Ephesians chapter 5, I believe, and verse 13. Give us 5 and verse 13, Ephesians. 5:13. It says, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. This right here is the definition of light, that which makes manifest. John 1:5, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but they put that lamp that is lit on a lampstand or a candlestick, the Bible says, and it gives light to all who are in the house. All who are in the house. Tonight, the light of God's word will expose every darkness. Do you know what that means? You see, as the word of God comes, as it's bringing illumination to your mind, is exposing the root cause of things, whether it comes as an exegesis of the word, whether as it comes as a prophetic revelation. Once it is the word of God, among the many assignments it has is to expose darkness. The Bible says the people that sat in darkness, do you know what it means to sit in darkness? To agree with darkness, to partner with darkness, to tolerate darkness. They have seen a great light. The moment you see a great light, you become discomforted, uncomfortable, and you are ready to push, dissatisfied. The people that sat, I don't know anybody who should ordinarily sit in darkness and be comfortable. When it was time for Peter's escape from prison, as the angel came in, the Bible says light also came into the prison. Acts chapter 12, that should be 5 and 6. Light came into the prison also. Hallelujah. Light shined in the prison, the Bible says. And once there was light, there was liberty. Everything you have tolerated because the devil lied to you, as the word of God is coming, I pray in the name of Jesus, may it make you so dissatisfied and angry tonight in the name of Jesus, that you will not tolerate anything that has been paid for in Christ. Provided it was not preordained by God to be in your destiny, you must partner with God to let it go once and for all. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Light in scripture also represents life. There is a relationship between life and light. L-I-G-H-T and L-I-F-E. Light and life. John chapter 1. We read verse 4. John 1. And we read verse 4. The Bible says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. So every time the light of scripture comes to you, contained within that light is life. The ability to quicken, the ability to revitalize your body. I think it's Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14 thereabout talks about, awake thou that sleepest. It says, yeah, give it to us. 5:14. Awake thou that sleepest. Is the word anazao. Is the word that is used for quicken, revitalize. To quicken, to revive, really. Awake thou that sleepest, and rise up from the dead, and Christ shall give thee what? Light. When he talks about resurrection or an awakening, he talks about light. So if you are trusting God for life, anytime death is at work in you, sickness is a measure of death, attempting to penetrate deeper into your life and every facet of your destiny. As the light of God comes, you see that now? In fact, Matthew 4 and verse 4 says, man shall not live. He's talking about living now. But it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That means with every prophetic declaration, with the exegesis of scripture as you are hearing, what is happening to you is the ministry of life. Life is surging into your spirit. That's the reason why healing and many supernatural activities happen by the hearing of faith. When you hear the word of God, life surges into your spirit. Everything in the kingdom functions in the presence of light. When Satan wants to frustrate a believer, among the various, the category of oppressions that he brings, he withdraws light from you. That's the way of cheating you finally. So you can have maybe sickness, poverty, delay, pain, retrogression. But when the devil is determined to keep an individual in bondage forever, among the many little things he does, his major project will be to create blindness, absence of light. The Bible says, in whom the God of this world had blinded their minds. Once you are bankrupt of light, even if you are in the presence of possibilities, you will not see it and you will not know it. Light is powerful. It makes visible. Remember the parable of the talents, 10 or treasures, really. Jesus spoke about a man who had 10 treasures, silver, and the Bible says he lost one. It fell in the room. The man knew that the treasure was still in the room, but he could not find the exact location because that room was dark. The room was dark, and even though the man had 10 treasures, silver, one fell and he could not see it. The Bible says that man, in solving that problem, the first thing he did was to light a lamp, to get light into that room. The second thing he did was to get a broom, and he began to sweep in the presence of light. And finally, he found the treasure that was missing and added it and became complete. Everything that is missing in your life, searching for it in ignorance will only be wasting your time. The first thing you need is light. What does it mean to have light? Locate from the word of God. What aspect of the word of God deals with that matter? That's you lighting the lamp. Then meditation and understanding is the art of sweeping. And the Bible leaves you with a promise that you will find that missing treasure. For someone, that treasure is your health. Your spiritual life is intact, but you've lost your health. For someone, that treasure is maybe your family, the name. You know, a good name is a very powerful thing. If you lose a good name, you really lost though. You didn't lose everything, but you really lost. Because he told Abraham, I will make your name great. Do you know you can be great and your name is not great? If you are great and your name is not great, nobody can be great through you again. When you hear Apple, when you hear all of these products, it is not just individuals. All those who are connected to that brand also experience the lifting that comes with it. You can be great, but once you die or you are not there, nobody else can be blessed through you because your name was not great. He told Abraham, I will not only make you great, I will make your name great. And one of the ways that he made Abraham great was to tie his name to Abraham, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He said, this shall be my memorial forever. The God of Abraham. The top three religions across the globe today came from one man. Christianity, Judaism, Islam. They all came from one man. You see that? By the time you mention Abraham, there's no argument again. In fact, if you mention Jesus, there will be argument. But if you mention Abraham, these three religions, there's no argument because it came from the same man. I pray for you. Your name will bring an end to controversies around your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, that by God will place honor on your name, that even if people are fighting, once they mention your name, you will be the basis for reconciliation. In the name of Jesus Christ, both enemies and friends will love you. God will grant you favor on all sides. In the name of Jesus Christ. That every time people want to reconcile with families, with businesses, they will use your name as a bridge. As soon as they mention your name, quarrels will stop. That's what it means for your name to be great. Hallelujah. Now we'll make your name great. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the light of God's word is about to shine over someone's situation. But now listen, you have a responsibility. Amen. It's only one of the many responsibilities that you have. Amen means I receive. Amen means I believe. Amen means I align with what God is saying. So that's wonderful. But verbalizing amen is only one aspect. Another aspect is that you must be ready to take the steps of obedience as proof that you believe God. If you do not take steps of obedience, then you do not believe. The real proof that you believe is your action of obedience in the direction of your believing. I'll give you an instance. If the word of God comes to challenge you towards being responsible, the proof that you believe that word is that you obtain grace from God. It's called the doing grace, the enabling grace, and begin to make word-based resolutions. Are we together? On what steps to begin to take from where you are to move your destiny forward. That's you believing the word. In the case of sickness or deliverance or whatever it is, as the word of God comes, for instance, if I say place your hand where it's hurting, you don't sit back there with pain all over your body. You believe. You place your hand there, or you are standing in for someone. That's proof that you believe. Many believers do not receive because they agree, but they do not believe. Just because you agree with what is being said or you wish it good in your life, it doesn't mean you believe it. The faith equation is complete when you believe and when you act upon the word of God. Believe in Jesus and believe the vessel that he's using. If you believe Jesus alone and you do not believe the vessel, you will not receive. You believe the vessel and you do not believe Jesus is idolatry. You have to believe Jesus, the one from whom all blessings come. Then you believe the vessels that he uses as a channel to reach you. Then you are ready to act by faith. And let me tell you this. Many times acting by faith will demand you doing something you have never done. Acting by faith will demand you looking away from what was your status quo, looking away from your pain. How do you tell someone who has never walked before, stand up, take up your bed and go? Can you imagine that after 38 years, lying down there, and you are telling him stand up? He didn't say stand up and learn how to walk. The man was lame from birth. The man was lame from birth. Even the baby who is not lame has to learn how to walk. And he says, stand up without learning, take your bed and go. Meaning within that word is the capacity to stand up. Every time God speaks, the power to make you do what he has said comes with the instruction. When the prophet told the woman, go and sell, within that word, the word, while it was telling her, go and sell, the same word was saying, all the customers to buy her product, align yourself. The word of God is comprehensive. While it is coming to you, preparing you to receive, it's also preparing all the channels that feed back into you. So when God says, I'm opening a new chapter, while you are saying amen, what is happening to your destiny helpers is that they are also receiving the word. Arise and be prepared to help this man. The same prompting that was in the four lepers to stand up and move was the same prompting that caused fear in the armies. Concurrently, as they said, why sit we here and die? Let's stand up and go and fall upon our enemies. If they preserve us, we can eat. If not, at least we're already dead men being leprous. And the Bible says, as they got up, The Lord amplified their steps and their enemies heard the voice of the noise. Look at the creativity that produced fear in them. They said, this king has aligned with this army and this army. Let us run. And they ran and did not even carry their food. By the time the lepers got there, it was abundance. The Bible said they packed gold, they packed everything. And they said, no, we have not done well. We have not done well. We have not done well. Let's go back and tell the king the glad tidings. Four lepers were the reason why Samaria was saved. You are not a leper. That means God can use you for yourself and for others. Four lepers, but they walked by faith. Hallelujah. The working of miracles. It comes through the hearing of faith. When you hear, you believe. When you believe, you listen for the instructions that connect or activate the power of God upon your believing. You must listen for the instructions. If it be thou, bid me come. That's the instruction connected to that miracle. Fill six pots with water. Fetch and go and serve. That's the instruction that comes with that. There are times the instruction comes directly from the man of God to you. But there are times the Holy Ghost quickens the instruction. It comes as a rhema word. Hallelujah. How about your finances? You know, this finance thing, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who died and rose again, provided you are under this grace, among the many things that must happen to you is economic emancipation. It's a commitment I make before God and to you. You will not only be vibrant spiritually, you will taste in your lifetime what it means to be free, to be able to serve the Lord without financial restraints. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. But let me tell you how it comes. It doesn't come by superstition. It doesn't just come by shouting. It comes by recalibrating your spiritual understanding and then placing grace upon your life. There is a grace component to wealth. It's called the power to prosper. If you don't receive it, you will be an intelligent person who will remain frustrated, especially in this world that is full of nuances and biases. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. I'm telling you, bread is not even to them who are wise. There are many wise people who lack bread. Not because they should lack bread, but because there's wickedness in our world. Our world is not an ideal world. You've heard me say 1 + 1 by principle should be 2. But when wickedness is introduced in that equation, 1 + 1 can be -100. Because one person chose to manipulate the equation. And because he's the person who keeps everything, you cannot talk against him. The world of men. So also, 1 + 1, when God comes into the equation, instead of 1 + 1 in principle being 2, 1 + 1 can become 100 by God. That's what it means to run through a troop. That's what it means to leap over a wall. You must expect the God factor in every part of your life. Believers, we are taught to be supernatural. Being supernatural does not mean you downplay the laws of God. He's the one who created the system. I cannot expect my life to go all the way natural. No. I'm going to live a frustrated life if my life is always natural. I expect to see the hand of God. I expect to see a contribution. I know that this one is the finger of God. From today, you will be able to separate between your efforts and the finger of God. You will never confuse which one is God and which one is you. Did you hear what I said? It will be clear that from here to here is you, but from here to here, this one is God that decided to invest his hand upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, that the glory of God will be revealed in your life in such a spectacular way. Have you ever looked at someone's life and maybe you look at the manifestation of the glory of God in all ramifications and sometimes you are lost for words? One person who had that kind of experience was Job. Job was articulating the responses of men when they saw him. He said, the young men saw me and they stood up. The old men saw me and they refrained from speaking. That their tongues cleave to the roof of their mouths. How do you see a man and you are speechless? Because of the level of order and glory and excellence. That will be your testimony from today. That people will look at your life and your life will be a sign and a wonder. No matter how humble you become, you will still be a wonder. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord God Almighty. Is the Lord God Almighty. My life is full of your glory. This house is full of your glory. Your testimony now. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord God Almighty. You're the Lord God Almighty. My life is full of your glory. My life is full of your glory. Can you sing that part again?
My mind is full of your glory.
My life.
My life is full of your glory.
My life is full of your glory. That everyone who sees you will glorify God for your life. Your life will be an unending wonder. Your life will be a living epistle. Men will look at you and wonder and say, how does God raise a man like this? How does God bless a man like this? How does God distinguish a man like this? Never ending, forward ever, regardless circumstances, you are always on top. Capacity, efficiency, sufficiency by the Spirit.
My life is full of your glory. This house is full of your glory. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Listen. Do you know why? We're about to begin to pray. Do you know why God goes all the way? My God, I sense a grace. I sense an anointing, a very strong anointing. And I'm hearing in my spirit lifting, lifting, lifting. Despite not prophesying, I'm hearing lifting. I sense in my spirit that for someone, you are entering a season where God Himself is elevating you. This is not something you can do on your own. You would try and try and fail by the strength of the flesh. But when it is your time, like it is now, the lifter will elevate you and place you in a position. People will ask you, how did you get there? And you will tell them, the lifter lifted me. I release that anointing upon you. I place that grace on your life. I place it on your head. I place it on your destiny. May the lifter lift you in the name of Jesus.
You have heard me say, God can lift any man from anywhere to anywhere. I'm telling you. Except you've not read your Bible. That's the reason why if you find yourself laughing at men, get ready to say, I'm sorry for the rest of your life. Because when the lifter decides to lift a man, when the lifter decides to lift a man, God can lift a young woman from a family where nobody knew you. Nobody. I'm saying this prophetically. Nobody. They've already prophesied that as for you and that family, your name is buried. And all of a sudden, the God of mercy will visit your family. Listen. Listen to me. What was Mary doing when the angel visited her? Mary was not praying. Mary was not fasting. She was just a young lady preparing for a simple life with a carpenter. And the angel came and said, you have found favor. You are highly favored. Let me speak to someone. One of these days, heaven will be concluding on your matter. You may not know it's your season, but heaven is already discussing your case. What about this lady? What about this gentleman? I tell you, the angels will bring you messages in this season. Messages of glad tidings, and no power in existence will fight you. Do you believe what you are hearing? Let me tell you this. Hear me. I've not lived for very long, but it is beautiful to see when a man's season comes. When a man's season comes, you will do the same thing that did not work, but because it's your season. Are we together now? I've seen strange things with God when a man's season comes. Whether you write the exam or not, you will see a result and say, where did this happen? It's your season. It's true. When a preacher's season comes, a message that you have always preached, but all of a sudden light will come on it. When your season comes, you've always been there, and it looks like everybody's suddenly seeing you. It's because the light is on you. Can I lead you to pray in 1 minute? Say, Father, the grace to step into my season, I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. The grace. I'm tired of struggling. Bring me into my season. There is a season prepared for me. When it's your season, when you step into it, there are no wars. There is ease. The contentions become over because it is your season, designed by God. Someone who understands me, pray seriously. I obtain grace to ride upon my high places. I step into my season. Shapakata prakateleketa. The favor that follows my season, I receive. The ease that follows my season, come on now, I receive. The men that come with these seasons, I receive. The unction that comes with this season, I receive. Shabalakatabakataba. My season has come. My season has come. My season has come. Someone turn it into prophecy. Speak it. My season has come. In the name of Jesus. My season has come. Doors open for me. My season has come. Men hear my voice. My season has come. Resources find me. My season has come. Help arrive for me speedily. My season has come. Wars and contentions come to an end. My season has come. Someone declare, I sense in my spirit, you are entering your season. That those who do not know you will know you. That those who hate you will be forced to not be able to do without you. Your season has come. That God will be glorified through your life. One minute you are praying. A man of God is praying. I've seen it in dreams, but I know now by this prophetic word, my season has come. I'm a businessman. I've walked in integrity, but I've failed and failed and failed. But I know by the Spirit, my season has come. As soon as Zion travailed, she put forth a son. Don't be silent. Your silence will abort seasons. Don't be silent. Speak. Make sure you are praying. Outside, pray. Everywhere, pray. Ah. In Jesus' name. Say this after me. Say, Father. Please shout it. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus, I decree, I declare, every door that must open in this season for my rising, for my shining, I declare it open now. Open your mouth and pray. Every door, doors midwife seasons, doors open up dimensions, every door that must open, every door that must open for my rising, for my shining, for my advancement, I declare you open. Are you praying? Online, pray. Doors open. Shabrakatepakatekatos. Open. In the name of Jesus. Doors open. Doors open. Doors open. Doors open. A great door and an effectual open. A great door open. Ministerial doors open. Are you praying? Business doors open. Open. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you ready to pray for restoration? Please pray this one and watch the God of wonders. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, time that has been lost, in the name of Jesus, be restored. Time that has been lost, years that have been lost, be restored. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, restore time. The time that I spent serving Satan, let it be restored. The time that I spent in spiritual lukewarmness, be restored. Someone go ahead and pray. By default, time is against you. But let the restorer restore time. Shabrakata bekata bekata. Lekranteta keperekata preskata bekata. You came for a miracle service. You are receiving your portion tonight. Zapantaka praskata palakata. Time, be restored. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, I declare a sevenfold restoration of everything that has left my life, but not by God. Everything that has left my life, hear the word of the Lord, like the dry bones in the valley of Ezekiel, be restored now. Open your mouth and pray. Everything. 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 Houses lost. Everything. Material blessings lost as a result of demonic attacks. Ah, come on now. Someone is praying. Be restored. In the name of Jesus, everything. God restores things. God restores time. God restores things. God restores time. Someone pray. Shaprakata barakatos. In Jesus' name, while he prays, 2 Kings chapter 8 and verse 6. It's a popular scripture. Let's just go straight to verse 6 because of time. 2 Kings 8 verse 6. Remember, this was the woman who Prophet Elisha had brought a miracle to her, restored her child to life. But because there was famine, the woman left for 7 years. She had lost several things. When she returned back, the servant was telling the king, and as soon as he saw her, when the king asked the woman, she told him, so the king appointed a certain officer saying, read with me, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land, even until now. Restore it. Restore it. Restore it. Restore it. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear. You silence fear. Sing Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Say, Father, every opportunity required for my rising, for my shining, I cry unto you. Orchestrate those opportunities for me. Open your mouth and pray. Every opportunity you need it for your ministry to rise. You need it for your voice to be heard. Lord, schedule it. Orchestrate it for me. Shake parakatoska parakata. Every opportunity required for my voice to be heard in high places. Every opportunity required. Is someone praying? The God of opportunities. Don't be careless with this prayer. Bring to my life strategic opportunities. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you ready to call the right man now? Let me tell you this. If you don't call the right men to your life will be full of wrong people. The same way right people take you forward, wrong people take you backward. The prodigal son had a good father, a wealthy father, but wrong friends took him back years until he started feeding with swine. Never did he have that experience in his father's house. Wrong friends. Wrong friends. Do you know part of those who destroyed Rehoboam, the son of Solomon? He was counselors. When Solomon died, his son Rehoboam became king. And the elders came and said, please, your father taxed us too much. Just reduce it for us. And this guy said, okay, I've heard you. And wrong counselors came and they spoke to him. And he said, compared to what I would do for you, paraphrasing, my father was a saint. Wrong counselors. The Bible says in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. But it depends on what counsel. There are all kinds of counsel. I want you to pray and say, Father, in this season, bring the right people to my life. Bring the right voices to my life. Let foolish people not have access to my ears. Let wicked people not have access to my ears. Let manipulators not have access to my ears. Not have access to my destiny. Go ahead and pray. Bring the right people. Godly people. Good people. Honest people. Real Christians. Born again. Someone is praying. The gift of men. Strategic helpers. Counselors. Mentors. Friends. Mentees. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. One last prayer and then I'll begin to minister. How many of you believe God helps men? I need to know that you believe it so that we don't waste this prayer. This prayer is for only those who believe that God helps men. Let me remind you again. To help means to provide the needed assistance. so that that which was impossible now becomes possible, and that which was harder becomes easy or easier. So help has two assignments. Number one, to make things possible. Number two, to make things easy. The second thing you need to know about help is that help can come late. You need to pray that help comes on time. Number three, you need to pray that help comes to the degree that makes it significant. If you are looking for 1 million and I give you 1,000, I gave you something, but that something is really useless as far as your help is required. Are we together? If you are looking for 1 million naira and I give you 600,000, I helped you. I went far enough for you. I covered the grounds. But if I give you 500 naira, whereas what you are looking for is 1 million, you will say thank you, but it will not really add anything to you. So he says, satisfy me early. We are going to pray. The Bible says the Lord heard in the day of trouble. It says the God of Jacob defend you. It says send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you from out of Zion. Say, Father, I declare that I cannot do without you. Therefore, I cry for your help in every area of my life, and I receive your help now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive help in ministry. You've done the best you know to do. I receive help. Someone pray. The helper is willing to help you. He knows that we are dust. He understands our frame. He understands our limitations. I receive help. I receive help. Shamaka parakata prendeke peleke paratosyata. I receive help. Someone who is in trouble, cry for help. Cry for help. You are already in trouble. Cry for help. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Thou son of David, have mercy upon my family. Thou son of David, show me mercy. Help me, O God. Show me mercy. Let the help of God come speedily. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you're going to pray. Many of the conditions that brought us here tonight, I can tell you from the authority of Scripture, many of them have spirits behind them. Some conditions are caused by ignorance. Some conditions are caused by inaccurate application of truth that is known. Some conditions are caused by the nuances of men, the limitations, the prejudices of men, that even when things are done right, there are people who stand as bottlenecks and stop you from getting the rewards of obedience. But many of the issues that plague us are demonically engineered, either initiated by demon spirits, or those spirits take advantage of the loopholes that come as a result of our ignorance, and they form a fortress around it and compound the situation. So Satan either initiates a situation or compounds the situation. Either ways, we are going to pray. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is here. This is why you came. It's time for you to receive. But you pray this one prayer, that Father, everything that must be separated from me, not just spirits, anything at all that is not of God, that must be separated from my life, I open up my spirit right now. Let it be separated. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Every spirit leaves.
Many of you will be surprised at what will happen to you. You are giving the Holy Spirit unrestrained access to your mind, unrestrained access to your situation. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you have done your own part. I'm going to pray for you. I really believe in the power of God. I was forged by the power of God, and for as long as I live, I will become an inconvenience to the power of darkness. Every demonic thing that has followed you here, that has caused you to cry, that brought you here, in the name of Jesus, it's about to answer to the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, please place your hand on your chest. Everyone, if you can, those following, this is the instruction I'm receiving. Just place your hand on your chest. I'm about to pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, why do we do these things? It's beyond people falling down, shouting, manifesting, and then bringing them out. That's not the idea. Let me tell you this. Those who come out are not up to one-tenth. They are just a representation of what the Holy Spirit is doing. Beyond falling down, beyond shouting, it is God delivering you from spirits and delivering you from conditions. Spirits are not the only things you are being separated from. You are being separated from conditions. It is still deliverance. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray for you right now. And please, I want us to do it fast because I want to take a few minutes to pray for the sick. We are usually constrained of time. I don't want to keep us unnecessarily long. But let's see how far God is going to help us tonight. Particularly for those of you who have traveled. You've flown in from all across the globe. You have come here with hunger in your heart. Please be open to receive. God is in this place. And he came to make your destiny good. He came to bring beauty and glory out of your life. Now I'm going to begin to pray. And number two, whether you are an usher or not, our ushers are well-trained, they are vibrant people, but sometimes they can just get overwhelmed so that we don't take time. If somebody is under the anointing close to you, and I do ask that you bring them out, if you are able to, you can help the ushers just come and drop them so that we can support what they are doing and we'll make it very fast. And if I do mention a prophetic word and it concerns you, please do come out very quickly. So that we'll make that fast. Let's see how God will help us. God wants to bless us maximally, and I trust that God will grant us grace. I'm sure that one of these days, hopefully, we'll try doing a whole vigil for the miracle service so that we can have the time to really, really minister to the needs of people. Sometimes I'm pained in my heart. Before you are done talking to two people, time is already gone. It takes time to receive from God. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, I call it your night. So your hands on your chest, and I'll pray for you now. This set of people, I want them to come out because the power of God is going to begin to rest on a number of people now. I'll tell you why I asked you to place your hand there. And the Lord is going to step in and do a miracle for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm asking you to rest your hand because two things. Number one, there are people in this place right now. The embargo, please listen, the embargo of witchcraft over their families, manipulations and altars that don't allow people rise. When people are about to rise, those altars are ignited. They've been there for a long time. And it looks like people have prayed, families have held prayer, but they've not sustained the intelligence to deal with these things. That's number one. Number two. These are people who Satan is laying a legal claim of their life or their families. I want to pray. It's by the ministry of the blood. As soon as I begin to pray, deliverance will begin to happen, and I want you to bring them out very quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the eternal covenant, I pray for your people, men and women scattered across this auditorium, all the overflows and those following online. In the name of Jesus, every altar that is powering losses, powering defeat, powering witchcraft, powering destruction,
delays and stagnation. By the power that raised Christ from the dead and by the blood of the eternal covenant, I declare those altars destroyed now. Please bring them out quickly. Those altars destroyed now. Destroyed now. Destroyed now. Destroyed now. I set those altars on fire. My God, I'm seeing fire burning. Altars on fire from the east to the west, the north to the south. We declare those altars are set on fire in the name of Jesus. And everybody connected to those altars by bloodline, I release you now. I release you now. I release you now. I release your siblings. Listen, I'm having a vision and I'm seeing names on a piece of paper. Names just on what looks like stone. I believe this is a representation of altars carrying the names of families. I pray right now, every family that is under this siege of demonic activities, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Father, mother, brothers, siblings, be delivered now. And I pray for you, every legal access Satan has laying claims over your life. Maybe your father was an idol worshiper. Great grandfather was an idol worshiper. In the name that is above all names, I come by the blood of the eternal covenant. Every contract with those altars expires now. Expires now. Expires now. Expires now. Expires now. Expires now. In the name of Jesus. Pato shalanto kabrante geberantos kiata. Krakata bakatos. Be released. Be released right now. Altars causing sicknesses. Be released right now. Altars causing negative dreams, patterns of darkness, dreams, and all kinds of satanic manipulations. Be released from them right now. Be released from them right now. Who is Ugochukwu? I just had a name, Ugochukwu. That's an Igbo name. Ugochukwu, is there someone with that name? Ugochukwu, deliverance is coming for you right now. Is there someone with that name? Is it male or female? Ugochukwu, I want to pray for you. We hail you, Most High. Ugochukwu, Malanto Sabraka Barato Sieta. Every tree that has not been planted of God, that has not been planted by God, untimely death, and the ministry of the waster. This is what I'm hearing. Untimely death and the ministry of the waster over Ugochukwu. Let it break right now. Let it break right now. We set those altars on fire. Untimely death and the ministry of the waster. In the name of Jesus, we deliver you from it. We deliver your family from it. What God says to one, He says to all. I'm saying that to the family of Ugochukwu. In the name of Jesus, every altar bringing untimely death, every altar that is powered, it powers the waster, in the name of Jesus, be free now. Be free now. Hallelujah. Now, you don't have to come out, but I want to pray for you. The Lord is showing me a family. There is a spirit in that family. Women never marry till they have a child out of wedlock. No matter what they do, they never get married legally until they have a child out of wedlock. I pray for that family wherever you are represented. In the name that is above all names, those pronouncements that are speaking upon your soil, Shabranteke Barakatos Yata, that are causing promiscuity, in the name of Jesus, they break now. They break now. They break now. I release that family from that plague. I release that family from that plague. I release that family from that plague. In the name of Jesus. Shalamana gabaratu siyata. Kroparita skeda balagada. The Lord is speaking to me about a family that has a plague of paralysis. Paralysis. When people get to maybe their 40s, something happens, it always affects their capacity to walk. And they just become paralyzed. In the name of Jesus, I don't know if there's somebody who represents that family here. But in the name of Jesus, I'm praying. Every family with that curse, that yoke of paralysis, I'm speaking to you right now in the name that is above all names. That yoke is not just a sickness issue. It's a pronouncement, a demonic pronouncement. We change that verdict right now. We cancel that verdict right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I once prayed many years ago. I went to minister in Shiroro in Niger State. And I saw a phenomenon that made me very troubled. Women would give birth, then they would become deaf and dumb. Not just one case, not just two cases, a number of cases. Whenever you see a widespread case like that, it's not just a healing case, it's that there is a covenant that powers those patterns. Hallelujah. Patterns. Patterns. I'm seeing like a water fountain rising up and going down. And the Lord is telling me that's how the destiny of a number of people are. And this is still demonic. It's not that you don't start, but they never finish. They rise to a level and then they go down. I'm about to pray for you. The power of God is coming on you right now. At the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus. And everyone who is going through that demonic cycle where you keep repeating success and failure, success and failure, success and failure, success and failure, that demonic embargo is about to be lifted. At the count of three, one, two, three, shout Jesus. Be set free now. That pattern of both success and failure, I bind that spirit. Help that lady. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit, that demonic orchestration bringing failure and success. I arrest that demonic spirit. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Release them now. Let them go by the blood of Jesus. Let them go. You rise up and you go down. You rise up and you go down. The Bible says the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more, not up and down. I pray for you again. The spirit that makes you go up and come down. Go up and come down. Taste victory and taste defeat. I command it gives way now. It gives way now. Hallelujah. All those who are here in front, in the name of Jesus, I set you free. Every legal access the devil has over your life, you are hereby delivered from it. I command those spirits to go by the blood of Jesus, never to return to you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Now very quickly, I want to pray. I'm going to pray for the sick, but there is a revelation God is giving me. If you have any condition that you saw in your father, you saw in your mother, you are not the only one with that condition. There's at least three other people in your family with that same condition. If you can come out, please come out quickly. Any sickness. You saw it in your father or your mother or someone. You are not the only one who has it. I just feel stirred in my heart to pray for those people. Please, everyone, let's pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit right where you are. Don't kneel. There might not be space. You can just stand. Don't look at me when you come. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Focus on Jesus. It must end tonight. It must end tonight. Please play the strings for me. Just put volume on the guitar. It must end tonight.
It must end tonight. Like father, like son. Like mother, like daughter. The cross sabanaka parakata preskata pekepa. Rakata prakata pekepa rakata. As you are coming here, fire is falling on you. Falling on you already. Fire is falling on you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm about to pray for you. But fire is falling on you. Every embargo of darkness, patterns, yokes of darkness, it must give way right now. Must give way right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahweh, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now look at me, ladies and gentlemen. You see, please listen, let me have your attention. If you have not faced oppression, you will not know the power of bloodline. If you've not been oppressed. Now there is a way out, but wishing is not the way out. You must engage according to knowledge. And this is what you are doing now. I want to pray for you. Do you know why I'm praying for you? So that you don't transfer this to your children. Some of you are already seeing it in your children. Don't wait till it destroys them. You know, I said it, there are many of us right now who you've not yet started living your life. And I'm not saying this so that you hate your parents. They were sincere. But many of you are fighting battles right now. You are still fighting battles of yesterday. Before you start living your life, it's an oppression of darkness. Whether you are in front here or there in the crowd, please participate in the prayer. I want to pray for you right now. You have to be released. Patterns of cancer. It killed your father, killed your mother. Now you are already sensing breast pain. Whatever is, it's demonic. I'm telling you, it's witchcraft. Patterns of diabetes. Even medical science would tell us. They will ask you, what is the history? They know that it comes through the bloodline. Let me pray for you right now. Shamalanda kaparakata. The Lord is breaking diabetes. I mentioned that thing. And diabetes, patterns. It's breaking now. Breaking now. Some of you will testify right now. Breaking, breaking, breaking. Diabetes. Diabetes, break now. In the name of Jesus. Can I tell you what is happening right now? As God is touching some of you, He's also touching your loved ones. Right where they are, they will testify that as God touched you, He touched them. Now in the name of Jesus, every pattern of sickness and reproach, I stretch my hands over you from my left to my right by the blood of the eternal covenant at the count of three. Let that fire fall on you. And let this embargo break. 1, 2, 3. Be free now. Be free now. Be free now. I release you from this sickness. I release you in the name of Jesus. There's someone, God is healing you from the pattern of blindness. Blindness. Right now, those who have gone ahead of you, parents or whatever, they cannot even see well. Once you get to a certain age, you just find out that whether it's cataract, whether it's glaucoma, in the name of Jesus, I pray over you, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to return to your seat. You will check yourselves. We'll take some testimonies shortly. Once we call for test, or some of you, those who already check yourself, you see that something has happened to you, you can just move to my left or my right, and then the remaining, please go back rejoicing. Please check yourselves. I'm going to make a call right now for, now please listen, please listen, please listen. You don't have to come out, but I have to say this, what I'm seeing. You have lost at least 7 pregnancies. This is what I'm seeing in my vision. At least 7 pregnancies. You get pregnant, you lose it. You get pregnant, you lose it. Sometimes you have a dream, sometimes nothing happens, you just bleed and you lose it. I don't know who that person is, but in the name of Jesus, the Lord is telling me, I was fighting this, should I say it, should I not say it? In the name that is above all names, to that person, to that couple, to that family, in the name that is above all names, I'm praying for you, according to the time of life, the God of heaven is giving you children. The God of heaven is giving you children. Whether you are following online or you are following, you're here on site, the God of heaven is giving you children. Supernaturally, you will take in. Supernaturally, the baby will stay. Supernaturally, you will give birth in peace by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Place your hand where you are trusting God for healings. Let me pray right now. Let me pray right now. You are deaf. You are not able to hear. Please place your hand. Now, here's what will happen. Listen, please. There are people already receiving miracles. I want you to check yourself everywhere, whether you are inside or outside. If in the course of the ministration, the power of God touched you, you now can do what you could not do before. I'm about to pray for the sick right now. Please make your way, whether it's a deliverance, whether it's a supernatural manifestation, you can come to my left in front. The protocol will allow you. If you're coming from outside, just tell them you are coming to testify and they will allow you. Make that very quickly, all the overflows. Those online, a dedicated line will be showing you right now. Just send in your testimonies. Let's know the power of God is touching you. I want to pray for the sick. You can come to my left or you can come to my right. There are doctors to confirm you. Some of you, as I'm praying, you may need to rush to the medical stand so that they will check you. We only announce verified miracles. And as the power of God touches you, expect a touch right now. And then you make your way to the front in the name of Jesus. Place your hand where you are trusting God for a miracle. And there is somebody who came here trusting God. You could not walk. I'm seeing that there is, I don't know, pain around your waist area. I don't know who that person is, whether you came with a stretcher, a crutch, something, you could not walk. As I'm praying right now, I sense life entering your body. In the name of Jesus, life entering your body, whether you are outside or whether you are inside. I'd like you to do what you could not do. I'll pray for the sick right now. Do what you could not do supernaturally. The power of God is touching you right now. Outside, inside, do what you could not do. Do what you could not do. Do what you could not do. The hand of God is touching you. The hand of God is touching you. Hallelujah. Please don't put pressure on anyone. Make sure outside, once the power of God touches them, they'll begin to walk. I want to pray for the deaf too. Now let's pray in the name of Jesus. I pray that every spirit of infirmity, my God, I sense just like a river. As I just said, spirit of infirmity. I just felt like an anointing just flowing. Every spirit of infirmity that is behind sicknesses, behind diseases, in the name that is above all names, I command that spirit to give way right now. Yes. Give way right now. Yes. Now I decree and declare life to your body. Yes. Those who are deaf, I command the ears open now. Yes. Open now. Yes. If you could not hear, check your ears right now. Do what you could not do. Help those under the anointing. Do what you could not do. I declare heart palpitations. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. You have any kind of heart problem, I declare you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Now you came here, you could not walk, or you could not walk well. I declare life to your limbs right now. Life to your bones right now. Let there be a creative miracle right now. I begin to do what you couldn't do. In the name of Jesus, if you could not bend, in the name of Jesus, begin to bend. You could not twist yourself, begin to do it right now in Jesus' name. Headaches of any and all kinds, be healed in Jesus' name. Blood conditions, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, leukemia, sickle cell anemia, be healed in Jesus' name. Gastritis, be healed in Jesus' name. urinary problems of all sorts, in the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Peptic ulcer, be healed. Pile, be healed. Are you receiving? Are you saying amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who could not see, I declare clarity of vision right now. Clarity of vision right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's someone, you have a severe pain around the left side of your breast. The power of God is touching you right now. That pain leaves never to return again. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone, you throw up what you eat. When you eat, not like regurgitating, but you just feel like throwing up, and you keep throwing up what you are eating. In Jesus' name, the Lord is healing you right now. The Lord is showing me someone, you are in a, it looks like a woman, they just performed a surgery, something that has to do with your stomach. In the name that is above all names, I'm speaking to you by the Spirit, speedy recovery, you will not die. Speedy recovery, you will not die. I command cancer to die right now. Respiratory problems, go right now. Digestive problems, go right now. Shout a believing amen. There's someone, you have a challenge that the doctors are having a problem dealing with. This has to do with some genital issue. In the name of Jesus Christ, as the Lord is ministering to me, I'm praying for that person. I don't know in what form, but in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, the verdict, I declare right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. I'm seeing someone, you have a severe swelling around your lower back area. I don't know what's the cause of it, but the power of God is touching you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you could not move your hands. Right now, the power of God is touching you. In the name of Jesus Christ, something affected your smelling. I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, let your nose be able to smell normally right now. Now, any medical report you came with, it doesn't matter in what form or in what fashion, in the name that is above all names, we veto that which was written there, and we bring you the healing power of Jesus. Whether you are here on site or you are from a hospital connecting across the globe, be healed in Jesus' name. Let the healing power of Jesus flow to hospitals, flow to words, bringing healing in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, back pain, be healed in Jesus' name. Respiratory problems. You're having a problem breathing. It looks like COVID, but it's not COVID. The Lord brings you life and healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, whether I mention your case specifically or not, in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. There's a lady watching online. Your name is Anne. The Lord is giving me your name. A-N-N. I don't know if it's Anne or Anna. The Lord is asking me to minister to you. You are being healed right now. Supernatural healing, Anne. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone, your name is Stephen. You are following from Norway. Norway. In the name that is above all names, I bring you life and I declare be healed in Jesus' name. I don't know where you are from, but I'm seeing you hold two boys. One is not able to speak. It's like they're autistic. You are sitting on a couch with two children. I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, let the healing power rest upon them right now. Bring healing from autism. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's someone, you have a problem with itching. You know how we used to itch from chloroquine. That's what is happening to someone. You keep having itching around your body. It started like a joke, but it's persisted for a while. It can get very embarrassing. Right now, the power of God is coming upon you. And that itching will stop now. In the name of Jesus. Now, this is strange what I'm seeing. You are a man, but you are having an issue of blood. You are a man, but you are having, I don't know what the medical name is, but you are having an issue of blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for that man. Whatever the devil has planted in your body that is embarrassing you, making you to bleed, in the name of Jesus, right now, right here, be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. There's someone, you are beginning to have the initial signs of prostate. Initial signs, you have severe difficulty easing yourself. Severe difficulty easing yourself. This is what I'm receiving in my spirit. The power of God is touching you right now. And in the name of Jesus, that enlarged prostate, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we reverse it right now in Jesus' name. Someone, you are having a nasal issue. You talk like you are nasal. You're always, you know, having this, maybe like a nasal congestion. It's been like that for a long time. And it's very inconveniencing. But the power of God is touching you right now. Bringing you life, bringing you healing. Bringing you life, bringing you healing. Bringing you life, bringing you healing. Someone outside, you are in the overflow outside. You are holding your mother's medical report. That's what you came with, your mother's medical report. The power of God is touching you right now and touching your mother wherever she is. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a family, you are watching this service right now from Kaduna State. You are watching from Kaduna State. The power of God is touching you, bringing you, you have a problem sleeping. This has affected the father of the house, and it's also affecting the mother of the house. Looks like stress. You are on drugs. The power of God is touching you right now, and a miracle is being released. Are you receiving tonight? Now, whether I mention your case or not, open your mouth in 1 minute and say, I receive. Say it again. Say, I receive. Say, I receive again. Say, I receive again. In the name of Jesus. Now, please begin to check yourself. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap. Check yourself everywhere. We have just a few minutes. As the power of God touches you, please leave your seat very quickly. There are officials. There are people already coming. Come to my left or to my right. Those who are outside, the overflows. Very quickly, I want us to take some testimonies of the supernatural power of God. We'll make that very fast. So if you are in any of the overflows, I mentioned your case. If you need to check with the medical people, please make that quickly, quickly. Those outside, you find out a miracle has happened to you, or those online, please make your way very quickly. You can rush very quickly. Let's just do 5 minutes. Glorify the name of the Lord. Doesn't matter how many testimonies we get, just within 5 or 10 minutes. Let's celebrate those who are coming very quickly. While we are at that, please, protocol, clear the way for them so that they can make themselves. There are people coming. Are you celebrating miracles already? Hallelujah. How many of you have written your prayer requests? Hallelujah. All right, so whilst we are taking some of these testimonies, very quickly, the ushers, for those of you who are coming here for the first time, I'll give you a few minutes to write your request. Now, why do we write our request? It's an act of faith, believing that God will step in and do a supernatural miracle in your life. There's a lady called Gloria. Who is Gloria? Gloria. Gloria, my God, a miracle is coming for Gloria right now. Let me just minister to Gloria very quickly. Look at me, my dear. I curse that spirit right now. Let her go forever. In the name of Jesus, Gloria. My sister, I want to pray for you. I don't know you, but there's a veil on your face. There's a veil on your face. People hate you for no reason. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, that veil breaks now. I tear off that veil. Gloria, God is ministering to Gloria. I release my faith with Gloria. Whether you are here or anywhere in the name, that's all right. The rest are Gloria too. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, Gloria, be set free right now. Be set free right now. Be set free right now. In the name of Jesus, the embargo of reproach that is on your face, I declare that veil torn right now. Torn right now. In the name of Jesus. Number two, I'm praying for you. Stagnation across your family, not just you, not just one person, but your family, in spite of the fact that you love God. You love God in your family, but things don't move. I pray for you right now. Let the anointing of the Spirit come upon you. Those for testimonies, just move this way or that way. If you are for testimonies, don't stand here. I'm ministering. If your name is not Gloria, just go to my extreme left or right for your testimony. But in the name of Jesus Christ, be set free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's one of you here, Gloria, standing. I want to pray for you. God is removing something in your stomach. Now, as I'm speaking, God is, it looks, I don't know if it's a fibroid or there's something, but God is removing something. I command that demonic growth, whatever it is, whenever it is that came, it doesn't matter how long, be set free now. Be set free now. Be set free now. Be set free now. In the name of Jesus. Is there someone with the name Ayuba? My goodness. Ayuba. Ayuba sounds like a northern name. Gloria, you are free in Jesus' name. Please return to your seat rejoicing. Ayuba. I'm hearing a name, Ayuba. Sometimes it's difficult to... Is there anyone with that name? Ayuba. Ayuba sounds like a northern name. I want to pray for you. The next name I'm hearing is Christine. Christine. Ends with an N-E. Christine. Is someone with the name... You are Christine? Mr. Mann. Please find out for me. These guys. Are you? Christine. I'm hearing the name Christine. Agune Chemba. Iwaloba Oko. Eletuma. Eletuma. Masoina. Celebrate Jesus. Ayuba. Who is Ayuba? Let me pray for you. Ayuba, you don't have to kneel. Please stand for space. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pray for you. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, in the name that is above all names, are you celebrating miracles? Ayuba, be set free now. Every yoke of darkness tying you down, tying your family down, I declare be released now in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Now, someone is going to shout under the anointing, but the prayer is against untimely death. We'll take the testimony now. Let's celebrate what God has done. I think we can start with our mother. Who brought her here? Let's take our testimony quickly so that we'll allow her.
I was operated upon twice.
Let's just have the testimony of our mother. Listen to this.
In September and October.
You were operated twice?
Yes, sir.
What happened to you?
I had spondylosis.
Lumbar spondylosis?
Yes, sir.
For how long, ma?
Well, for almost 30 years.
How did she come here? How did she come?
I brought her.
You brought her. Let me see how she walked when she came here. Give her the stretcher. How were you walking when you came in here? Just show us how you were walking when you came in here. That's how you were walking. Right now. Leave it and walk away. Look at this. Come on, Koinonia, give Jesus praise. This is a real miracle right here. Real miracle right here. We declare perfection. Stretch your hands towards our mother and declare that in the name of Jesus, she will never be confined to a wheelchair again. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Mama, we bless you. We declare healing. We declare perfection
It is over, never to return again. In Jesus' name, let's celebrate as she goes. We'll take a few testimonies, but let me pray for Christine. Christine, your name is Christine? In the name of Jesus Christ, let me pray for you. You will not die. Not by accident. I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm just speaking as the Lord has revealed to me. I decree and declare the spirit of untimely death. I'm praying for them and I'm praying for you. Whatever will kill you before your time, I decree and declare by the anointing of the spirit of death, help that lady. I curse you from that spirit in the name of Jesus. Never returns to you again. There's a woman, you are watching me from Florida. You are watching me from Florida. Your name is not given to me, but you are watching me from Florida. I want you to listen to me. You are in a big situation right now. It's a legal issue, and it has to do with your stay in the U.S. You are in a situation where only God can give you a miracle. The Lord is asking me to prophesy over your life that somebody is going to arise. He's an attorney. God is going to use him to help you. In the name of Jesus, receive it as a prophetic word. You are a woman. You are watching from Florida. This has to do with your papers, your stay. You are in a legal battle right now. The Lord is arising for you. Help is arising for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We'll take a few testimonies. There is somebody, the prophetic was working in your life before, but you got introduced to an association of ministers. Please listen to me. An association of ministers. And from that time, two things happened to you. Number one, it's like that grace dried up. And then number two, in a strange way, the spirit of lust came on you. I want to pray for you. That person, you don't have to come out. I don't want to embarrass you. But I'm praying for you. You are truly a prophet. You are called of God. But that grace has just gone down because you connected yourself, with all due respect, to an association that you should not. And in a strange way, it looked like you were activated to see things. But with the, it's brought a lot of problems to your life right now. Wherever that person is, I pray for you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the God who restored Samson, the God who restores men, wherever you are, I pray for you, may God restore you. Every familiar spirit, there has been a mixing of spirits. I pray for you, may you be delivered from this demonic thing, and I release you to serve the Lord sincerely, that your visions will be pure, your visions will be true. In the name of Jesus. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Let's take a few testimonies. Please be seated. Yes.
Apostle, this our sister here was operated 9 years ago.
9 years?
Yes, of cancer of the bone. And since then, she has not been able to walk without this aid. So even when she came into the service tonight, she wanted to come in, but because she couldn't climb the stair, so she stayed outside. Yes. But as you began to minister, she started demonstrating, and now she's walking now.
She's able to walk.
Can you walk now?
How long has this been? Let me hear her speak.
9 years, sir.
9 years.
Yes, sir. I was diagnosed with cancer of the bone, fibrous sarcoma.
Cancer of the bones?
Yes, sir.
What couldn't you do?
I couldn't walk without, with the leg.
A How did you come
said,
in here?
She said she has never seen her walking without this aid. This is a friend.
That's the friend. You've never seen her walk with this?
Yes, sir.
How were you walking before? Show us how you were walking before. That's how you were walking. And now, lift it and walk. Walk. Look at this. Diagnosed of cancer. Operated upon. My sister, in the name of Jesus, we declare you will not die of cancer. Amen. I decree and declare, God who has begun this good work, help her. In the name of Jesus, you don't have to kneel, darling. You can stand. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that she can even kneel is a miracle. I declare, be set free forever. In Jesus' name. Next person, very quickly. Let's celebrate her.
Apostle, you mentioned her case and called her name. Her name is Anne. And a month ago, she woke up from her dream and had an issue with her neck. She couldn't turn her neck. She couldn't bend it. A month exactly
yes.
today. And you mentioned the same case. Immediately, she can now stretch her neck.
Bend it. Left, right, up, down. Left, right, up, down. Left, right. Are you celebrating Jesus? That spirit leaves you now, never to return to you again, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
Apostle, she was attacked yesterday, and she said she couldn't breathe. She began
physically or demonically?
Demonically. Spiritually attacked yesterday.
Okay. Yes.
So she came in for the miracle service, and immediately you mentioned her case, difficulty in breathing, that instantly she felt relief.
Breathe in and out, ma. Any pain? How long has this been?
Since yesterday. I see myself in a casket day before yesterday. Then I was attacked yesterday evening.
You saw yourself in a casket?
A day before yesterday.
Let me use that to bring somebody out. Any other person who is in any demonic casket, I pray for you, whether you or your loved ones, anybody who designed that casket will be buried in it. Did you hear what I said? Anybody who designed to put you in that casket, after the spirit of Haman, the pits that they dug, they will be buried in it. In the name of Jesus Christ. As for you, with long life, the Lord will satisfy you and show you his salvation. I prophesy upon you again, with long life, my God will satisfy you and show you his salvation. In the name of Jesus, I declare he will never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Apostle, she is a medical doctor, and she said a year ago someone gave her injection, and that place has been painful for 1 year. But right now,
let me hear her speak. You're a medical doctor.
Yes, sir.
What happened to you?
I usually have these terrible menstrual cramps, and then a nurse gave me a painkiller. And ever since then, every single day I get to feel pain. Every single day, if I run.
Every single day.
Yes, I get to feel pain at the site. But okay. When you ask us to lay our hands where we feel the pain, I did by faith, and now I don't feel it.
Completely gone. Now, this is a medical doctor speaking. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Perfection by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord increase you in your career. In Jesus' matchless name we pray.
Apostle, yes. You gave a word of knowledge of people with nasal congestion.
Yes.
She even came here with nose mask. She said she has been sneezing and sneezing, but now.
She came with a nose mask.
Yes. With she went to the medical stand. There was a drug they even gave her to keep her in the course of the service. They asked her to take the drug later in the night. But okay. Now, the congestion is gone.
How long has this been?
Since last night, sir, till this evening.
You could not breathe.
I couldn't breathe very well. The two nostrils were blocked.
Yes.
And I kept sneezing. So
and right now,
I'm free. I'm fine now.
Completely. Let's celebrate Jesus for her. In the name of Jesus, he will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
Daddy, let me allow Uchenna speak.
Uchenna, go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday night.
Straight to the point.
Yesterday night I was having a severe headache since yesterday till this evening.
Yes.
So during the course of the prayer, I lay my hand on my head. So the headache has disappeared.
You laid your hands on your head,
yes,
and it's gone.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, there's somebody, please don't feel embarrassed. You are a driver. I'm seeing a ghastly motor accident. Ghastly motor accident. And I'm seeing Wuse Market. This thing is happening. It's going to happen on Tuesday. You are a driver. Who is that person? Gentleman, are you a driver? Come. I saw light on you. Come. Are you a driver? Please come. Don't feel bad. You had an accident this evening. I'm seeing another accident. Don't worry, I'll pray for you. I'm seeing on Tuesday that this person just Wuse Market. And now Wuse, where do you live? I'll pray for you. It's okay, my friend. God reveals so that he will redeem. You see, let me tell you this. Despise not prophesying. You understand? Despise not prophesying. Sometimes God just comes in the foolishness, the simplicity of the gospel, and will just solve a problem. This is how people just die, and people say, oh, that's how God plans. It's not like that, oh. It's not like that. They say, we see not our signs. There is none who says how long. My brother, look at me. Don't be afraid. The spirit of death is on your family. I want to pray for you. This is, somebody's running and coming. Are you? Let's verify. Don't worry. I will pray for you. I will pray for you. I just saw that a driver. You drive, my friend. It's a noble walk. It's a very noble walk. It's a very noble walk. So I'm going to pray. Look at me. Father, Let's use these two as or three as a point of contact. We're praying for them. Stretch your hands wherever you are and let's avert death. Tuesday, Wuse Market, in the name of Jesus. The joy, it does not profit the prophetic when negative things come to pass. No. The real demonstration of dominion is the ability to cancel that which is inconsistent with the revealed will of God. What good is it if the gentleman now dies on Tuesday and they say, Apostle said it. No, no. Saying it and not doing anything about it means you don't have power. The demonstration of spiritual power is the ability to stop that which the enemy is planning to do. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for these people. I use them as a point of contact for every other person. In the name of Jesus, I'm saying it again. Every contract between you and death, between you and death, by road, by accident, I'm praying for you, you won't die. And for this gentleman on the ground, the embargo of death on your family, in the name of Jesus, let it be lifted. Let it be lifted. Let it be lifted. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. When we prophesy like this, you see, it's not everything we see, we say. The reason is because prophecy must edify and comfort. Are we together? If it's not going to bring edification, I'll just shut my mouth and pray over it. But sometimes God says this to minister to those specifically so that they would know that He loves them and then to also strengthen people. Hallelujah. Don't keep your car at home and then jump into Uber. You are still on the road. You understand? Rather than being afraid of driving, because you can be, there are people who are minding their business at home and a trailer still entered the home and killed them. So the most important thing is not running away. It is accessing the principles of dominion. Hallelujah. A man of God shared about someone who the spirit of death was looking for him anyhow. The guy missed. He wanted to take a flight and he missed the flight and the flight crashed. Then he still went by road and still died again. Are you seeing that kind of thing? Escaped the flight and went by road, was discussing what happened and he still died. The devil will not have any access to your life or your children. And I pray for you, especially for those of you who have been in the season of burying people. If they finish their course and they live honorably, we rejoice. But where it is untimely death, the last one that happened, may that be the last. Say amen before it gets to your door. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a spirit called the waster. It works together with the spirit of death. This one does not destroy until you are at the prime of your life and your achievement. Just when you are about to rest, then it crashes you. This is the spirit that wastes graduates. Maybe the only graduate in a family. When he's just coming to collect his certificate, they say a bike just hit him. There's nothing like that. He's a waster. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The waster is far from you. Far from your dwelling. Far from your family. Far from you. Far from your family. In the name of Jesus. If it will kill you, you will not go there. If it will crash, you will not enter inside. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's have one or two more. My friend, may God bless you. It will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Apostle, you mentioned a case of people with
pelvic... Just a minute. I'm hearing the cry of a baby. I was hearing it since I was talking to these people, but I just ignored it. Once God is emphasizing his disobedience, once God is emphasizing things, because speaking is creating realities. In the name of Jesus, I don't know who that is for, that prophetic word for what family, but from the depth of my heart, as I had it in my spirit, we will hear the cry of a baby in your home. I'm hearing it again as I speak. We will hear the cry of a baby in your home. It will be a cry of rejoicing. It will be a cry of victory. It will be a cry of restoration. Some of you, it will be a cry of children. It will not be like the cry in Ramah. This one will be a cry of joy. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for every family trusting God for this miracle. As God has revealed it to me, I release that grace upon you. The Bible says, by faith, Sarah conceived. I declare, by faith, conceive. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone, is it your child or your brother or somebody who stays with you, is suffering from seizures. Please just allow me a minute or two. I know that at time, but I'm seeing seizures and the Lord wants me to pray for that person. Is there someone like that? Seizures. You just collapse. Seizures. You? Your brother. Is he here? Who else? Seizures. Just join quickly. Let me pray for them. Seizures. Please come. Seizures. Your brother. Where is he? Kai, I want to pray for you. The spirit of death is on your family. Did you lose somebody? Did somebody die? Who? Give up. Where's the mic? Let's give her the mic. I'm seeing that you lost somebody and somebody's about to die now again.
My dad and my younger brother.
No, it's okay. Don't cry, my dear. Who died?
My father, 2024, my brother last year.
You see, listen now. You see an example of what I'm saying. Your father died when?
In 2024. Yes, in
your,
May.
Your brother died when?
In June 2025.
As for me, I'll keep doing my job. If you like, believe. If you like, don't believe. But as for me, I will not sit down and watch the devil destroy families. Seizures. Seizures. Let's just take a minute for the sake of these families. Did you read about somebody who had this kind of thing in the Bible? And the father was explaining to Jesus that he can fall in the midst of fire and fall at any time. It's a dangerous thing. That thing can pick on you. You can be at the junction and you just collapse like that. I'll speak a prayer on you very quickly. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. I will pray for everyone, but let me just finish praying for this, my sister. Can you come, please? That my sister. Yes. I will pray for everyone. Are you with her? Sister, sir. In the name of Jesus, let me pray for you. You lost your dad in 2024. Lost your brother in 2025. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Every pattern of death recurring again, because I saw that another one was going to happen. By the blood of the eternal covenant, we avert it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wonderful lady from Adamawa State. You see the power of God. Just one moment else she lost the father. Lost. You know this kind of spirit, you see it in the Bible. A woman called the widow at Nain. Did you ever read about that woman? All the men in her life started dying one by one by one by one. And the only one left just died. And they were about to take that child out. As they were about to get to the city gates, Jesus met them and brought the child back to life. Same thing happened to the wife of the sons of the prophet. Even though the sons did not die, but they were going to take them to pay debt, so they would leave her alone. Then the Bible talks about a woman in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Defenseless woman. He said this woman had no masculine support around her life. And she went to the Jordan and said, avenge me my adversary. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, this is a miracle service. God designed it for your sake. Some of you are already coming with those who have these conditions here, and some of you are standing in. I want to pray for you. Some of you are crying. You don't have to cry. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare seizures. Because God revealed it, I pray for you by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Every orchestration of darkness to kill, to steal, to destroy, to maim, to incapacitate, using this evil of seizures, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we break it now. We break it now. Be released from it. You and your loved ones, whether they are here or not, I release them from it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release them from it right now. And I declare you will not lose your loved ones to seizures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please return back rejoicing. Return back rejoicing. Return back rejoicing. Let's take that one. I'm just juggling something God is showing me now.
So, sir, you gave a word of knowledge of
just
people.
A moment, please. Okay. Just a moment again. Let me just do this. I have to do this. There is a family that has gone through mysterious circle of losses. Financially, business-wise, as I speak right now, everything has crumbled. Everything. You are owing, you are in trouble financially. I'm not saying if you want money or you are suffering. That's not what I'm talking about. Please understand it so that we don't. I'm talking about people who were up there and things started going down. Please let me request those people. I'm just going to do 1 minute with you and speak over your life. You know that in a mysterious way, a way you cannot explain, things just depleted in your life from grass, grace to grass. Please make your way here. Quickly, just come and stand here. Don't stand looking at me. Stand praying. God is going to restore you now. God is going to restore you now. God is going to restore you. Oh, God is going to restore you. You lost money in business. Things went down. You used to enjoy the glory of God in a certain way, and then in a mysterious way, things went down. Once the front is filled, you can stand where you are. For those who are sitting, pray in the spirit too. You may not even know that things have gone down in your life. Please, everybody, let's pray. Those who are connected online, if this affects you mysteriously from a height, you started going down. Your children started going down financially. Your influence is like an attack on everything good in your life. Now it's brought you down. I want to pray for you. There's hope for a tree. Even though it be cut off, the Bible says at the scent of water. Someone go ahead and pray. I'm giving you 1 minute. Those coming, please come quickly. Come quickly. Let's just respond to this prophetic word. Whilst you are here, pray. Father, restore me. Restore me. It's not a carelessness issue sometimes. It's not a laziness issue. Sometimes it's a demonic attack. You will be surprised at the testimony that will come after this prayer. Shabraga barakata bragadebe legedadaba. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel has come to you, his Israel. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel has come to you, his Israel. Oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel,
has come to you, He's Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. He has come to you, He's Israel. He has come to you, He's Israel. Hallelujah. For all of you who are here, I'm going to pray for you. But please let me encourage you. Go to Koinonia Global and listen to my teaching, the principle of restoration. The principle of restoration. Please, obtain grace, take the discipline to listen to it. What gives value to the prayer I'm about to pray for you is that you also understand a few kingdom keys. The principle of restoration. Hallelujah. But let me pray for you. In this kingdom, God restores. I'm telling you, He restores. Time, things, opportunity, people, even your soul. I want to speak over you. He said, they are taken for a prey, and none saith, restore. If you believe this prophetic pronouncement, some of you will be surprised. Things will begin to change. Doors will begin to open. Job chapter 42 and verse 10. Give it to us, media, very quickly. Job 42 and verse 10. Can you project it for us? I want them to see it. Job chapter 42 and verse 10. Read it together. Those who are in front here, one, two, read. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Every attack that brought depletion in your life, Baraka Toshka Bragatebeleke Parantus Yata, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be restored now. Restoration of finances, restoration of opportunities. Every attack on your life, an attack on your influence, an attack on your resources, an attack on your relevance, I come as a carpenter, and in the name of Jesus, those attacks come to an end now. Be restored 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 now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, some of you, as you enter the month of March, from the first until the last date, it will be testimonies of strange restoration. I say to a believer, the March of month for you will be strange restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Please return to your seat rejoicing. The last testimony, and then please let's have the prayer request very quickly. The last testimony. Is the lady still there? You can just read out her. Where is she?
She's here, sir.
Okay, quickly.
Okay, so you gave a word of knowledge of people with pelvic pain.
Pelvic pain, okay.
Yes, and she came here, the pain was so serious, but as you gave that word of knowledge, the pain disappeared, and now she's fine.
Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I declare, my sister, that pelvic pain leaves you never to return again by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ.
All right, sir.
Pray. There's still another one?
Yes, sir. This is our brother here.
Let that be the last one. Any other one? Just last, final, quickly.
He has had a challenge with his right leg here.
With his right leg?
He went to the hospital. Yes, he went to the hospital and they told him he had
Shirt nerve tumor, compression on my L4 and L5 nerve.
So the condition is he can't stand on his right leg.
Yes.
But as you minister now, he has demonstrated so he could couch and stand on his right leg.
Move.
And this he has not been able to do for the past 2 years.
Look at what he's doing.
He has even been scheduled. They have advised him to go for surgery.
They advised him to go for a surgery.
To go for surgery.
I'm not seeing the gentleman. Where is he? So move to the light. Do what you couldn't do. Look at this.
There was no single strength on this right leg. So
you had no single strength
at all
when you came.
Now
you can stand on it. Look at what he's doing. Just lift your leg this way. This way. This way. It's gone. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will never return to you again.
by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'd like you to find two partners. We're going to pair ourselves into two or three. We're going to do this prayer. I would not just do the prayer alone. Please rise. Look for a serious partner. Two or three of you.
Apostle, there's an online testimony here.
There's an online testimony. Okay, go ahead.
Sir, you gave a word of knowledge concerning a certain Anna.
Anna.
There is an Anna from the U.S. who had an attack last weekend, and she could not speak. But after the word came, her voice has been restored instantly from the U.S. Anna.
Are you celebrating Jesus?
There is another Anna again. Another Anna. Good evening. I'm testifying right in the miracle service. I want to give the glory to Jesus. Apostle mentioned that sense of smell is coming back. I don't even remember the last time I was able to smell things. Right now, my sense of smell is back. I can smell things.
Let's celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. Amazing what God is doing. For all of you who receive these miracles overseas, you can send in your testimony. We're never tired of hearing testimonies, even though we're limited by time, but we'll take it again. Every opportunity we have to gather. And by the way, if you do give us the permission, we do put the testimonies. We have a session for testimonies all through the week on our social media platforms, and we'll be glad to let the world know what he's done in your life. Now, you're going to pray. You hold hands with someone. If there's only one person, you can make it two. But if you can make it three, I'll give you the prayer point and then you pray very quickly. I want us to pray Job 42 and verse 10. The Bible says God restored Job when he prayed for his friends. You're going to intercede for and it will be unfair for someone to be sweating praying for you and then you are keeping quiet and watching. Praise God. As they are praying for you, you also invest. You don't allow someone to be praying for you, he's crying unto God for you, and then you're looking at him. You pray one for another. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit my neighbor, visit my friend, give them an encounter, restore them, and honor them. Open your mouth and pray. Restore them and honor them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Are you praying? Intercede for someone whose hand you're holding. God restored Job when he prayed for his friends. Lord, I pray for that sister. I pray for that brother. I pray for that family. Restore, 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 restore time, restore things, restore opportunities, restore relationships, restore vibrancy in the spirit. Someone is praying. Restore them and honor them. Restore them and take away shame. Restore them and take away reproach. I pray for those connecting online. Let me be your partner holding your hands. Let there be restoration of time, restoration of things, restoration of opportunity, restoration of relationships, restoration of your fire in the spirit. Rakata brenda kaparaka paraka toskoto brenda gate. Ebrakata tapakata braskata paleka praskiata. In Jesus' name we pray. You are still holding the hands of your neighbor. Say, Father, give them speed. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Give them speed. Oh, let there be no delay in their lives. Give them speed. Speed of accomplishment. 10 years in 1 year. Speed of accomplishment. 1 year in 1 month. More seconds, you are praying speed for them.
In Jesus' name I pray. Two more prayers for them very quickly. Father, anoint them and announce them. Anoint them and announce them. Anoint them and announce them. You are not praying for yourself. Anoint them with fresh oil and announce them. Open your mouth and pray. Announce their businesses. Announce their value. Announce their children. Anoint them with power. Anoint them with wisdom. Anoint them with favor and announce them. Anoint them and announce them. Anoint them and announce them. My God, anoint them and announce them. Announce them to their world. Let the Hear Ye Him anointing work for them. Anoint them. Anoint their ministries. Anoint their businesses. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Anoint them and announce them. Anoint them and announce them. Anoint them and announce them. In Jesus' name we pray. Final prayer for them. After you pray that prayer for them, pray it for yourself. Lord, give them rest round about. Let an end come to battles. Let an end come to wars. Let an end come to fighting. In the name of Jesus, rest round about. Open your mouth and pray passionately for them. Give them rest. Give them rest round about. Whatever rest means to them, give it to them, oh God. Everything that makes for all round rest. Everything that makes for all round rest. Give it to them. Now turn that prayer for yourself. Lord, give me rest round about. 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 Make sure you are praying for yourself. Give me rest on all sides. Rest on all sides. Rest on all sides. Shapreka papa kata pranta kate. Shaleka barakate prendeke paratos. Rest. 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 On all sides. Rest. Shaleka barataka pranta kaparakatos. Prapotokoto prokoto barakata prakate. Rest on all sides. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. While still holding the hand of your neighbor, can you agree with me as we pray that in the name of Jesus, like never before, may God answer every request that is here. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray in one moment. That every request that has been tabled before the Lord, let it return as wonder-working testimonies. Visit your people, O God. 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 Give them rest, laughter, testimonies. Visit their families, their businesses, all that concerns them. Shabanda bragata barakata preskataba. Let mercy not depart from them. Let grace not depart from them. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me tell you this. Every time I have an opportunity to pray for people, to intercede for them, it brings joy to my spirit. Not just because I'm a man of God. I know that intercession is a real demonstration of love. When you look beyond yourself and you take the time to intercede for the needs of others. I'm looking at this place right now, and sometimes my eyes can run through some of the things that are written.
And sometimes my heart just feels that burden, that compassion. Because these things were not written by robots or algorithms. It was written by real people. A communication of real pain, real problems. And some of these problems here are emergencies. So that's why when I'm praying, I pray from the depth of my heart. When you love people, you want to see the glory of God revealed in their life. And anything that fights or hinders or tampers with a revelation of that glory becomes your enemy too. This is one of the reasons why I pray. I don't pray just because it's a responsibility. It's out of love from the depth of my heart. It gives me joy when I hear people testifying that God arose for me. He came through for me. He wiped tears for me. But do you still believe God answers prayers? This is something you must never allow slip out of your mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bow my knees to you, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I bring before you the request of your people. This is the most accurate representation of their pain, their frustrations, their tears, secret and opened. In the name of Jesus, I cry unto you, my Father and my God, visit your people. Visit your people. Visit your people. Give them testimonies. Turn every request here to a testimony. Turn every tears here to laughter. Turn mourning to rejoicing. In the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that this request here written, the same hands that wrote this request, may they be the same hands that receive the testimonies. Beginning from tonight, your testimony arrives. Beginning from tonight, your testimony arrives. In the name of Jesus. Where you need the impute of men, may God bring the men speedily. Where God needs to arise as a God of vengeance and judgment, may He arise as a God of vengeance and judgment. Where you need wisdom for these answers, may God supply wisdom. Where you need strategy, may He supply strategy. Where it's an attack, I pray for you that attack comes to an end. And as always, this Egyptian should see today, in the name of Jesus, you see them no more forever. The Lord gives you victory. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. In Jesus' victorious name we pray. Let me make the altar call very quickly. We're out of time, and then I'll speak the blessing over your life. You know, someone sent me a text and said, Apostle, you know this blessing you speak over us every week? I used to take it casually, but for the last few months, I've been receiving it intentionally, and it's changed my life. And that even encouraged me again. I said, oh, this is powerful. It means then I would not take it for granted when I have the opportunity to speak over your life. And there's a revelation that God has put in my heart. I've been decreeing this for a few weeks now. I will still speak it over your life today. But let me do the altar call. Everyone, please lend me your attention. Those who are moving, minimize movement so that we allow those who need to respond to the altar call. The altar call is a call to make it right with Jesus. The altar call is a call to end living your life by yourself, by your terms. The altar call is an opportunity to become a friend of the Lord. The altar call gives you an opportunity to be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's dear Son. The Bible says, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It matters that you give your life to Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He's not a way. He's not one of the ways. You can receive a miracle, but if you do not receive Jesus, you did not receive much. Everyone Jesus healed was still sick. Everyone Jesus raised from the dead still died. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have life everlasting. I invite you right now to join me, brothers and sisters, coming from everywhere. I present to you Jesus, the one who's changed my life, the one who's changed our lives. He's able to give you a new beginning. Wherever you are, I'll begin my counting 1 to 5. Very gloriously, like you are being invited to receive an award. I'd like you to leave your seat without shame, without fear, and come as you make it right with Jesus. I begin my counting now. 1. Let's celebrate them as they come. 2. Those in the overflows, you can move to your LEDs. And our precious family following online, here's your chance to make it right with Jesus. I'll be praying with this one shortly. Make sure you do join. Three. Let's keep clapping. They're still coming. Four. It pays. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the love of Christ I stand. Till he returns or calls me home, it's here in the love of Christ I'll stand. If you're joining them, please join quickly. It's important that you say the prayer. If you come and stand here and say amen, you were not saved. You need to say the prayer. With the heart, man believes. With the mouth, confession is made. And to our family following by television, our viewing centers, all of our expressions are following online, please make sure you pray that prayer. Those of you who are here with your hands lifted above your head as a sign of surrender, say this after me as loud and as clear as you can. If you're joining them, gentlemen, please come quickly. Make haste and join very quickly. If you're joining them, please come quickly. Say, Lord Jesus. Again, say, Lord Jesus. I love you with all my heart. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I am a child of God. I live for Jesus all the days of my life. I go forward ever and backward never. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you for these ones. The Bible declares that as many who will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. These ones have come truly declaring your lordship. Therefore, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that from today and by the authority of God's word, their sins are forgiven. I call them recipients of your life, recipients of your grace. I call them the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I impart upon you the grace to live the victorious Christian life. You go forward ever and backward never. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please look to my right. That will be your left. There are counselors holding the placard. They've been trained to have a word with you and to pray with you very briefly. Thereafter, you'll be back to your seat. Please honor them and go this way, my right, and that will be your left. For those of you who prayed this prayer online, there's a QR code that you would see pinned to your page. Please do scan it and let's know that you made Jesus Lord of your life, and there'll be counselors who will follow up on you. Have you been blessed tonight? Praise the name of the Lord. Please rise. Thank you for your patience. We're out of time. Rise as you receive the blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This week you will sing the songs of laughter. Amen. You will sing the songs of joy. Amen. You will sing the songs of celebration. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This week you will sing the songs of Miriam. Amen. Rejoicing over the goodness of God. Now let me pray a prayer for you. I've been praying everywhere I've traveled to. The grace to start, receive it. Amen. The grace to start, receive it. Amen. The grace to continue, receive it. Amen. And the grace to finish, receive it. Amen. Again, I pray for you. The grace to start, receive it. Amen. The grace to continue, receive it. Amen. The grace to finish, receive it. Amen. May this week announce the end of battles for you. May this week announce the end of struggles for you. May this week announce the end of competition and jealousy and bitterness in the name of Jesus. This week will start the process of your rest. Rest roundabout. Financial rest. Marital rest. Spiritual rest. Career rest. In the name of Jesus. This week you will see a manifestation of the glory of God in a way you have not seen before. Gentiles will come to your light. Kings to the brightness of your rising. Wisdom is at work in your life. I impart wisdom upon you. Understanding upon you. You know what to do per time. You know what to do per season. I say it again. You know what to do per time. You know what to do per season. In the name of Jesus Christ. If it will cause pain, you will not be there. If it will cause pain, it will not come near you. If it will cause pain, you will not be there. If it will cause pain, it will not come near you. As for you, you will enjoy victory upon victory. Grace upon grace. Victory upon victory. From Sunday to Sunday, good news. From Sunday to Sunday, good news. Sunday to Sunday, testimonies. Sunday to Sunday, advancement. I call every day of the week blessed for you. Every day of the week blessed for you. Strategic help arises for you this week. Good people come to you this week. Good relationships come to you this week. In the name of Jesus. As you go to bed, may God open up the blueprint of the next chapter of your life. You will dream dreams and see visions. In the name of Jesus. Your hands are blessed. Your mind is blessed. Your feet is blessed. The Lord keeps your bones. None is broken. Nothing is missing. In the name of Jesus. I pray over your finances. May God surprise you this week. May your ideas bring you profit. May your value bring you profit. May the anointing on your life bring you profit. May favor bring you profit. May mercy bring you profit. May the gift of men bring you profit. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed and highly favored. You are a well-watered garden. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout amen 3 times. God bless you. Together, let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, all the days of our lives, as we dwell in the house of the Lord, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. See you next week.